Meister Sheni, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey, 2:5. The main question this Mishnah comes to answer is, if you have coins of Meister Sheni and coins of Chulin that get mixed up together, and when you collect them, let's say they all fell on the floor, you find out that some of the coins are missing. You can't find them all. So do you ascribe the loss to Meister Sheni or to Chulin, or do you prorate the loss between the two sets of coins? That's the basic question this Mishnah comes to answer. And its answer will actually be, it depends. If you pick the coins up, let's say they fell on the floor one at a time, then all the loss will be ascribed to the Chulin, and you'll have to bring every penny in Meister Sheni in terms of value to Yerushalayim. If you pick them up by the handful, it gets mixed up together, so then you can prorate the loss according to how many you had originally. That will be the Mishnah's main point. But to understand why the Mishnah differentiates between the one-by-one picking up and picking up at the handful, we need a bit of background. Starting at the very beginning, when it comes to mixtures, tarovas, of iser and heter, forbidden substances with permitted substances, and you're talking about a mixture of what's called min bamino, meaning that the substances are the same kind of substance, just some has a halachic status of forbidden and some permissible, which would be the case, for example, if you talk about Meister Sheni food, right? If you have Meister Sheni grapes, let's say you had 100 Meister Sheni grapes and you had 200 Chulin grapes, and they got fell on the floor and rolled around. So now you have 300 grapes rolling around the floor. You don't know which are the Meister Sheni, which are the Chulin. So the normal rule would be, since it's a mixture and the majority of the mixture is Chulin, 200 of the 300 grapes are Chulin, so the rule would be that there's a bitl barov, that the identity of the minority is lost in the majority, and the whole mixture, midoraisa, would become heter, meaning it could be treated all leniently, all the grapes could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, etc., and you don't have to worry about the Meister Sheni. That would be the application midoraisa. Midrabbanan, however, mixtures that contain an iser component, a forbidden item, and that forbidden item may not be batel, may not be annulled, midrabbanan, under certain scenarios. One of those scenarios is where there's a way to make the forbidden component, the iser, permitted to be eaten. It's called a devarim sheyesh lam matirim, things that are aser, but there's a way to make them mutter to eat. And in the case of Meister Sheni, there's a way to make these grapes mutter to eat, which is you could just bring all the grapes to Yerushalayim and eat them all over there, or redeem it onto coins, etc., and bring the coins up. So since there's a way for you to make the grapes that are mixed in here that are Isser grapes become permissible, so we will say that the mixture, the Isser component of the mixture does not become batel, even if it's in a minority, and therefore you would still have to worry about the Meister Sheni grapes in the mixture I just explained. However, just to illustrate the point further, if you had that same food spilling situation occur in Yerushalayim, so now you've got a problem. Now there's no way to bring them back into Yerushalayim to make them permissible because the walls have already been enclosed with the food, and there's no way to be redeeming that food or take it out to Yerushalayim and try a second time because you're not allowed to redeem food onto coins in Yerushalayim. So now you're stuck. And that being the case, really, if you'd had the scenario I gave you, all of those 300 grapes would be considered to be chulin and heter and would not carry the restrictions of Meister Sheni. So for example, you could eat them when you're tummy. That's all true. Our mission is talking about a case of coins. Coins that had the kedusha of Meister Sheni put onto it. So the case is, for argument's sake, you had 300 grapes, which you put, or sorry, you had 100 grapes of chulin, which you put onto, let's say, 100, let's say they're worth 100 prutas, onto 100 prutas of money, and the prutas are, therefore, have kedushas of Meister Sheni, and you had another little satchel with 200 more prutas of chulin, and you drop all these coins on the floor. So now, the coins won't be batel, meaning the forbidden coins that carry the iser because you can't use them for anything, you have to use them for Meister Sheni to purchase food in Yerushalayim. And that would be true even if inside of Yerushalayim, because inside of Yerushalayim too, you could take the money out or transfer the Kedusha, etc., even in Yerushalayim. So the rule therefore would be that in the mixture, you have to be worried about the Meister Sheni and recover it. So now, that's that. A second point altogether, like, that you have to keep in mind is that when it comes to Meister Sheni, which is accidentally lost, there is no obligation on the one who lost it to replace it. So in other words, for example, If you have your 100 Meister Shandy grapes, you're bringing them to your Shalim. If one drops and rolls into the sewer and you lose it, that's okay. You'll just have 99 grapes and you eat those 99 grapes. There's no requirement to bring a 100th grape and like turn it into Meister Shani or something like that. No such thing. So here, with that in mind, our Mishnah says, Ma'os Chulin u Ma'os Meister Shani Shnis Pazru. You have coins of Chulin and coins of Meister Shani that scatter on the floor. Okay, so for my illustration here, I'll use the bartender's numbers. Let's say you have, for example, 100 coins of Meister Shani, let's say prutas, and 200 coins, also prutas that are chulin. They all scatter on the floor, and you have 300 coins scattered on the floor. Now, here you have 300 coins, and only 100 of the 300 are Meister Shani coins. And that being the case, you would think, if you didn't have the Hagdama I just gave, that there's a bittel. But the answer is, no, there's no bittel for the reason I just explained. And that being the case, you have to worry about getting the 100 coins back and treating them with Kedusha's Meister Shani. So, the Mishnah says, Mashaliket, as you pick them up one at a time off the floor, Liket the Meister Shani. You have to ascribe each one to be Meister Shani. Meaning you have to be afraid as you pick this one coin up that it's very possible that it's Meister Shani. And therefore we'll say, like Lechumra, it was a Meister Shani coin. And on you go till you've picked up 100 different coins, in my example. And at that point, Ad Shi Yashlim, once you've reached the threshold of 100, you've picked up 100 coins and you dropped 100 coins of Meister Shani. So now you've got all your Meister Shani coins back. And then v'hashar chulin, whatever else you pick up, will be ascribed to being chulin. That is to say, if in the end you find you only have 297 coins total, you'll say 100 are Meister Shani, and 197 are chulin. And the missing three were chulin coins, so Meister Shani loses nothing. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, even there, of course, there's no promise that the 100 you picked up are actually all Meister Shani. It's very possible, that's probable, in fact, that some of the coins of the 197 were Meister Shani. And that being the case, you'll still have to make a Tanai. You'll have to say, listen, if I picked up the 100 coins that I'm calling Meister Shani, if they talk of where the 100 coins I dropped originally as Meister Shani, so great. And if not, and some of the 197 that I'm calling Chulin are actually Meister Shani, so then the Kedusha of those should be transferred onto these. Okay, then you've got 100 now certain coins that are certainly Meister Shani coins, and you can take those to your Shalim. At the end of this Mishnah, Bez Hashem, Blineder, I'll remember, I'm going to answer a technical question about that thing I just said, but let's leave it to the end because it's going to make things excessively complicated. Okay, the Mishnah goes on to say, Im balal v'chafan, if they were mixed up and you scoot them up by the handful, chafan means picking up a handful, really double handful at a time. So that being the case, there's no way to say that each time you pick up a handful that they all magically are Meister Shani. No, they're mixed up, and we have to assume that when they're mixed up, they're mixed up sort of in a proportional way. And that being the case, we will ascribe, as you pick them up, proportionally Chulin and Meister Shani, such that it's done Lefi Cheshbon, it's done prorated, so if in the end of all you're picking up you find you have 297, in the example I gave, you'll say, well, since it was one-third Meister Shani and two-thirds Chulin, I'll say I've lost three coins. I'll say one of the coins is Meister Shani and two of the coins were Chulin that I lost, and I'll just have 99 coins here that I'll treat as Meister Shani and bring them to Shalim and purchase over there foodstuffs. And again, you'll have to say that, make this Tanai, that if the 99 I'm calling Meister Shani indeed were the original coins, so great. And if not, the Kedusha on the other, from the other 198 should be, whatever of the 198 have Kedusha Meister Shani, should be transferred onto these coins. Okay? Fine. Now, a side point on that. The words balal v'chafan, balal means mix up, chafan means pick them up with a handful. It's not at all clear why it should be a rule in picking up like both those things. That has to, if it's mixed thoroughly and you pick them up with a handful, why need to have both? The Bar Tanura goes with this kind of language of the Rambam that's oblique, which makes it sound like it's both things. Many others, like the Ran, explain that it's either or. If either they get thoroughly mixed together on the floor, or you pick them up by the handful, meaning as you collect them and then in your hand at the same time, you're mixing up then and there. In either of those cases, since now you've got a mixture, we'll assume that the ratio of Chulin and Meister Shani coins is indeed prorated amongst the mixtures you pick them up. Okay? Zeh HaKlal, says the Mishnah, the principle, the guiding principle regarding to how do you ascribe the missing coins is very simple. Hamislakten, if you pick them up one at a time, Lemaiser Sheni, you first count Maiser Sheni coins, and Vahanivlalim, if they're mixed up as you, before you pick them up thoroughly, so then Lefi Cheshbon, then we'll do it, you know, on a prorated, they'll ascribe the loss in a prorated way based on what the original proportions of Hulin and Maiser Sheni coins were. Again, a proof to the Ran, as opposed to how the bartender makes it sound. Here it says Nivlalim without talking about Chafan. It doesn't talk about picking up by the handful, it just says it gets thoroughly mixed up first. So in other words, the case would be like, dropped on the floor, and the street sweeper sweeps up into a big pile. At that point, when you pick them up, even one at a time, according to the Ran anyways, for sure, you would proratedly allocate the loss, if there is any loss in coins. Okay, now, I said I'd come back to a side point. The side point is, in the next Mishnah, Bez Hashem, we're going to learn that you can't just transfer Kedusha from Prutas to Prutas. In fact, you'll have to bring another coin, an intermediate coin in the middle, and then transfer it to that coin, and then back onto the Prutas. So in the case of saying, making this Tanai, and saying, if I got it wrong, the Kedusha from these coins that I'm calling Chulin should be transferred on to those coins which I'm calling Maaser Sheni. So some Mefarshim learn here you can do that, and it's different than the next Mishnah. And others learn, like the Rosh, for example, also Tosfos in Beitza, in Daf Yud Amud Beis in Beitza. So they learn that you actually do need to bring intermediate coins here, and like we'll describe in the next Mishnah. And the only reason the Mishnah here doesn't talk about that middle stage is because the next Mishnah deals with it. Okay, more on that coming up right now.